We do one segment every Sunday, and it's sort of bringing back a conversation of someone connected with the Giants as we celebrate 60 years of the Giants in the Bay Area, in San Francisco, obviously, in the Bay Area. And Raf goes back, and he finds these things and pares them down to about 4 or 5 minutes. And one of the great shortstops, you know, you got Brandon Crawford on one end of the spectrum, and maybe not that far from him was Chris Spire. And Chris Spire was a tremendous player for the Giants in 1971, the year they won the division. And Raf said, let's get Chris Spire on. So this is a period piece, so to speak, Giants baseball, talking about Chris Spire with him and me, and then just a 4 or 5 minute little part of our interview. And it's brought to us by the U.S. Restaurant. And as I say, it's summertime. It's fun in North Beach. Check out the U.S. Restaurant, 414 Columbus, Columbus and Vallejo. I was there last week with Gene Bugatto, California Shellfish Company, and Otto Pazian. And the Tuesday night is half wine, half price off on the bottles of wine. It's just a great meal, and it's North Beach. It's a lot of fun. So it's where the locals eat. So they sponsored this part of the show for us. So here's my conversation, just 4 or 5 minutes with Chris Spire. Joining us on KNBR, always a pleasure to see him. Boy, you see him in the Bay Area, you think of 1970, 71, when he came up as just as a rookie, as shortstop with the Giants, as Chris Spire. Nice to see you again.
Oh, it's good to see you. Yeah, beautiful place here, AT&T Ballpark. This is great.
Saturday, Alumni Day here at AT&T Park, and you're an alumni. They got you on the list. They may ask you to come out and play short for a couple innings. How you doing?
Well, you know, I might throw batting practice to those guys. I know they all want to hit. I don't think anybody wants to go out on the field, myself included. But I'd be more than happy to throw them batting practice.
I know what you mean. Believe me, the legs go, and then one bad turn, and I'll see you in about 6 months. But, Chris, the list of people who are coming in, there's some that you played with, and I know you had some recollections. It'd be great to share them with the fans of some of these folks.
Well, you know, it is funny. You look at this list, and Jim Barr and Will Clark, you know, and the Count Montefusco, and I remember a funny story with him. He was, you know, he was the hot shot rookie, and he was, you know, throwing the ball really, really well. And we were getting ready to go to Cincinnati and face the big red machine, you know. And John comes out and pops off in the paper that he's going to strike Bench out 3 times. I guess it gets back to Cincinnati, and of course, the first time that Johnny faces the Count, he hits one up off the cement facade in left field about 450 feet. You know, I don't even know the outcome of the game, but I think they knocked John out. And so we got together and sent a telegram to Montefusco from Bob Hausman, who was the general manager of the Cincinnati Reds, asking for a $250 donation to fix the cement facade of the home run ball that he gave up to Johnny Bench. But he was a he was a pistol. He was great to play behind. You know, he had such an enthusiasm and the confidence about him that, you know, it was just infectious.
Yeah, boy, the Count. He would not hesitate to tell you what he was going to do. And most of the time, he could back it up. I mean, he was a pretty darn good pitcher.
No, he really was. I mean, you know, he had that good slider and good fastball. And the thing that he really liked to talk about was his hitting. You know, and I think after he hit a couple home runs or whatever, you know, he swung the bat pretty well. He says, yeah, I think next year I'm going to hit 10 home runs and do all these things. Oh, yeah. He loved to project those things out.
How about some of the others on the list? How about Ken Henderson? We had him on the show recently, a switch hitter. Boy, a nice hitting outfielder. Like you, came up as, what, a 20-year-old at the big leagues.
Yeah, you know, when I came up first in 71, you know, he was the starting left fielder at the time. You know, with Willie in center and Bobby in right, you know, that was the year in 1971 we went to the playoffs in the division. And it was a big part was because of, you know, of the contribution that Kenny made. Like I said, he was a switch hitter that he just made everything look easy. He always carried himself with a dignity, you know, and a grace out there that, you know, both on and off the field. And, you know, he helped me tremendously. Again, you know, I was a 20-year-old cocky, brash kid, and he settled me down.
I don't see many catchers on the list. Who are your catchers then? Heck.
They're all beat up. It was Dick Dietz and Josh Gibson were the two catchers in 71. And, oh, what a pair. What a pair. Yeah, I can't really talk about the escapades of those two guys, but on the air. You know, when you talk about gamers and guys that just played and played hard, both of those guys, that was their character. They complimented themselves so well.
Dick Dietz, you know, one of those names of Giants history, you know, being hit by Drysdale and, of course, not being awarded first base with the bases loaded during the scoreless streak. Harry Wendell said he didn't get out of the way. I mean, come on, you've been in the game over 40 years now. When do you ever see that get called?
You know, I don't think I have since then. You know, and I think I saw that on TV on KDVU or something. It was a Dodger-Giants series, and I haven't seen it called since, you know, and I think there's been more of the guys that actually lean into the pitch. I mean, Ron Hunt was infamous for trying to get hit with the ball, you know, would move into it and be awarded first base. So, terrible call. Terrible call.
A couple of pitchers. One is on the list, one isn't, and I'd get your comment on it. One is Jim Barr. He's on the list, and hopefully we'll see him on today on Saturday. Jim Barr.
JB. Again, he was one of that group of those guys, you know, that they all hung around and had fun. And the one thing that I remember about JB is, well, a couple things. One I can talk about and another I can't. No, I'm just teasing. From a shortstop standpoint, he was probably one of the best pitchers to play behind because of his location. And if they call fastball away, it was fastball away. If it was a breaking ball down and in, it was a breaking ball down and in. He had tremendous location. The one thing that made it easy from a shortstop is that you can kind of lean, you can kind of guess, and playing behind him was just a pleasure. You know, just a pleasure to play behind him.
Nice to have you with us, as always. A good man, Chris Spire. Thanks, Chris.
My pleasure.
More coming up on KBR 680, the sports leader.